Braids KX, whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango.
KX, what's up, Matthew?
Much, are you home?
But if you're gonna ask me about what's going on up there, I have a little bit of information.
Gonna tell you to look up and look for the DC-10 tanker. That's the big boy. Just went out just west of Penrose, still going north. He's down low though, so he's just west of Fletcher. I'm sure there's some activity up there that they're trying to hit.
Out that way, from what I understand, like in the middle of the river area.
Pulling slow, so he's about to make a drop. That's a helicopter going overhead here. They got the smaller British Aerospace ones up there as well, coming in and out of Chattanooga.
Up at your house, or are you up by away?
Location, and they're running the small guys over here, the Jet Rangers and the Blackhawks, the occasional Chinook on the south side of the fire.
How's things looking up there today?
Blue fire that went up Bald Rock towards Pinnacle Mountain, but they've been slamming it, so I think they might have got a hold of it. As far as the south side of Table Rock goes, that looks much better as of now, and the winds are cooperating. Hasn't been too bad.
Yeah, if you look on a map and you look Pinnacle Mountain and Cedars Head, DuPont State Forest there, I'm directly across in the valley on that side.
KB2A checks us. Well, that DC-10 went up past you. It's over, it's actually up over Candler right now. I don't know. There's a Billings air helicopter up there. That's probably the fire they're going to work just north of Woodside Hills, somewhere up there.
See in there. Matthew, I think there's a fire up around Crusoe in Jackson County also, which is the upper end of Transylvania, Franklin, Silva, and up in that area.
Well, I think he's about to make a drop just northwest of Woodside Hills, north of Candler, because he's down low and slow now. But anyway, just letting you know there's more coming your way.
Heads up, buddy. Go ahead and pick it up, Dave.
And Patrick, what's something coming our way? I kind of missed part of the conversation. Patrick, take it.
Fires up in the higher area. So the smokes, I've gotten pictures from Arden and Bavard and all that. The smoke's getting thicker up that way with the winds blowing it that way.
Okay, yeah, maybe the wife and I will have to postpone going to Bavard tomorrow.
Good idea.
Appreciate it. You have a station. I'm sorry I didn't catch your call. This is KB2HXS. Dave in Greer or Gurr.
Is that a Blackhawk overhead? I wasn't able to hear you anyway, truthfully. I'm not sure where you were trying to go to Brevard from. But 276 is closed, going up from Highway 11 up to Brevard, so that wouldn't be an option anyway.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty much the way we go. All right, I'll tell the wife. All right, Brevard is officially scrapped.
It'd be a good idea to postpone that one because they're still working along the side of Caesar's Head and the north side of Persimmons Ridge.
All right, thank you very much.
And be careful out there. WW4JET.
Matthew, be careful out there yourself. KO4HKX.
I had in the info. KB2HXS.
What are you doing right now? Did you finish up your job from yesterday and this morning?
I am officially caught up. Just got done with another customer here in Taylor's off of Jordan Road here. I don't know if it's Taylor's. I guess it's Taylor's. Taylor's Greer. He's got a leaking system. He's He's one of my regulars. So they're going to be doing a little upgrading on the house in a couple of months, and they're going to replace it at that point. Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Wait, Skeks. Ready to go. I got this loaded.
All right, I'm going to get back with you. Are you available for a phone call?
The house, and I just got out back with the dog, and they got some business to take care of.
I understand the business. I just stepped in it at my customer's house just now. All right, well, within the next hour or so, can I give you a call? All right, give me a couple of minutes. I'm just, I'll be pulling into the house here in a minute, and I'll give you a jingle on the phone.
Then I'll just give you a call back when I get in.
All right, why don't you call me then? Because I'm pretty much available. I just got to pull around the back of the house and pull some tools out and stuff. So you call me at your convenience, please. I think you said something a little bit different than mine. I guess you're working on your HD?
Yeah. So which one shapes a lot like yours? I'm in the dark quadrant around my house, and it kind of... There must be this refrigerator between me and my dummy load, I don't know.
Gotcha. All right, well, I'm pulling into my house. Gentlemen, have a good afternoon. Patrick, to take it, I will be checking out KB2HXS.
Good to hear you, and sorry you won't be able to come up and visit Ballard tomorrow. Okay, we'll wait to check.
Dave, and Patrick, you having a good day? This is your Friday, right?
Today, actually, I'm done for the day. Over to park the tool truck for the weekend.
That's smoky up your way. Was there a lot of smoke this morning?
Pretty smoky up that way right now, from what I'm getting text messages and pictures of what's going on up there.
They're asking me how it is. I tell them I depend on listening to the guys on the radio to know the answers to those questions. Get a lot more from that than I do from any other source.
Dave, I didn't get that one either. Give me just a minute and I'll give you a shot back. I mean, I think it might be me. That's the problem.
I'm about at the end of my tour with the dog, so it might be a little bit.
WW4JT. 10 tanker is dropped just south of Leicester. Is that L-E-I-C-E-S-T-E-R?
Is that how we pronounce it?
Yeah, okay. Just south of there. And he did probably a very large drop, and looks like he's headed back down to Florida. So it must be an area where there's homes threatened, and they had him come in and drop a retardant line there.
The woods
had to give a buddy of mine a call. He's actually a fireman up there in Leicester.
The Chinook is right in between Leicester and Candler, and that's where the DC-10 tanker just dropped, and it's heading back down to probably Lake City, Florida. It's a long ways, but I guess that's where they stage it out of.
Long ways to fly to drop one load of retardant.
Part of the issue is where they can handle that size of an aircraft, and I guess it's staged down there right now for some of the stuff going on in Georgia and Florida, too.
So it would be a lot closer.
But they don't want to be in busy airports. They want to be in large, less busy airports.
What airport right there?
Big enough to handle a DC-10.
And that's... Well, I guess that's the biggest ones close by.
No, it just depends on where they choose to stage for the, you know, all the other stuff that's going on, too, because this is, you know, this company's out of Billings, Montana, or Billings, or maybe it's Bozeman, one of those areas up there, but they stage all over the country, and they choose those kind of airports so they don't have to deal with other traffic.
Having to deal with a little traffic here, people don't know how to go on.
Be careful. That's, you don't want to deal with that, too. Enough going on, right?
Look at that. That's for sure. I heard there were several fires up around Leicester, Mills River, and then you got over in Harrisville, they declared a state of emergency for fires yesterday. Coming across the mountain from Table Rock, they're evacuating Becky Mountain, all that area coming into Transylvania County, East Fork, Lady Fork, all that over there. So, yeah, there's lots of evacuations taking place up around the house.
Well, today's a good day for them to hit this hard, and it looks like they, to me, the one that's working its way up towards Pinnacle Mountain now down here, they've been hammering it, so it looks like they got ahead of it maybe, and the weather's on their side today, at least down this part, light wind, not terrible.
What the wind is doing up there at the house, it'll be a little while before I head that way, too. Like I said, I'm going to have to reach out to somebody and see what's going on.
I wanted to let you know they have some assets coming up that way, too, some larger assets. And I think those little smaller ones, the British Aerospace ones, are going to probably make another run out of Chattanooga in your direction, too.
Hopefully they make some progress on getting this stuff contained some today. Because it's definitely getting pretty bad. I moved the tool truck from where I normally park it yesterday, and parking it down at Gary's house to get it out of the area for the weekend.
Because you never know if you get closed off between you and it. That was a good call.
You stay safe out there. If there's anything I can do, please reach out. If you got something to write with, I'll give you my cell phone number so you can text me or call me.
Seconds. I'll grab it. Stand by.
2860677 30.
That's my number coming your way, and I'll put it in the, I'll go ahead and put it in the contacts. Appreciate it.
I've got your call. Matthew, I'm going to jump out of here and pay attention to this traffic. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
How quick, did you get the incoming? Because I just couldn't hear you with the traffic overhead.
I did. I will call you back just to make sure that was you that coming through and wasn't somebody else by chance. So I'll shoot you a call here right quick. KO4HKX.
The trouble, if it's 8800 on the last four, that's me. And stick with your driving. Take care. WW4JET.
KO4HKX, clear.